It's time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Hey there, Will.
Good morning, Aisha.
So, Will, would you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from listener Lillian Range of New Orleans. I said the word non-union has four N's and no other consonant. What famous American of the past, first and last names, eight letters in all, has four instances of the same consonant and no other consonant? And the answer was Eli Lilly, who founded the Eli Lilly Pharmaceutical Company. And interestingly, you know the boxer Leila Ali, she also has only one consonant, an L, and all other vowels, but she has only three of that consonant. So that's why I specified there were four in the puzzle.
Oh, okay. There were 440 correct entries, not like 1,000. So it seems like it was a little tricky. And this week's winner is Franny Bavero from Long Island. Congratulations, Franny.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
I'm glad to hear that. How long have you been playing the puzzle?
Well, I've been playing, but not sending in since postcard days. But ever since you could do it online, I've been sending in, and it's a bucket list thing for me today. I'm so excited.
Oh, well, I'm glad you won. And so I hear that you're an acting coach?
Well, I train actors to be standardized patients for medical students for medical simulation.
Oh, my goodness. I did not know that was a job.
Neither did I till I did it.
Well, Franny, it was such an important job. I'm glad you get to unwind by playing this puzzle. I got to ask you, are you ready to play the puzzle?
I'm so ready.
Okay, take it away, Will.
All right, Franny. Well, I'm going to give you three words starting with letters S, E, and P, as in September. Think of a word that can follow each of mine to complete a compound word or a familiar two-word phrase. For example, if I said spring, egg, and pay, you would say roll, as in spring roll, egg roll, and pay roll.
Okay.
Yeah, you say a little tentatively. All right, here's number one. Sales, estate, property.
Tax.
Tax is it. Sales tax, estate tax, and property tax. Shut, eagle, and private.
Shut, eagle, and private.
Also three letters.
Shut out, eagle. No. Shut, private. Aisha.
I like something on your head, like a body part.
Shut on my head, shut. Shut eye. Oh, shut eye, eagle eye, private eye.
You got it. Shut eye is right. Stretch, easy, post. Four letters.
Stretch, easy, post. Stretch, easy, post. Stretch out. No stress. Easy.
What would be on the outside of an envelope when you mail it? A post what?
Post stamp? No, post. The outside of them.
What does the post office do to your stamp?
They cancel it.
Oh, how about if you had kids on your belly, you get stretch
mark.
Yes.
Stretch mark, easy mark, post mark.
Nice job. School elbow powder. Four letters.
School elbow powder. Powder.
Think of a small part of your house, a powder what?
Room. School room, elbow room, powder room.
You got it. Stain. Now we're on to five letters. Stained, eye, and plate.
Stained glass, eyeglass, plate glass, yeah.
You got it. And here's your last one. It's seven letters long. Social, earth, political.
Social, earth, political. Social science, earth science, political science.
Bravo. I'm really impressed, Franny.
Yeah, you did an awesome job. How do you feel?
I feel so happy I could cry.
Okay. Well, I am with you. It was a great job for playing our puzzle today. You'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Franny, what member station do you listen to?
We're members of WNYC.
That's Franny Bavero of Long Island. Thank you for playing the puzzle.
Thank you guys so much. I'm so happy. And it was so much fun.
Okay, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Ethan Kane of Albuquerque, New Mexico. Name a famous TV personality of the past, drop the second letter of this person's last name, and phonetically the first and last names together will sound like a creature of the past. What celebrity is this? So again, a famous TV personality of the past, drop the second letter of this person's last name, and say it out loud, the first and last names together will sound like a creature of the past. What celebrity is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, September 5th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and the puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thanks a lot, Aisha.